I thought I'd already overcome imposter syndrome. I was like, yep, I dealt with that early on in my business. I'm all good now. But what I realized was that it's something that keeps showing up over and over again. As you get to each new level, it shows up in a different shape and a different size as your business grows.
Welcome to Imperfect Action. I'm Steph Taylor. For years, I read all the books, downloaded all the freebies, and did all the courses. But it wasn't until I started taking imperfect action that my business had its first million-dollar year. Imperfect action is about doing things before you're ready, prioritizing consistent action over perfect action, and moving forward, even when you're not sure you're doing it right. On this show, you can expect mindset advice, actionable marketing tips, and strategies to build a business that brings you more profit, more freedom, and even more joy. Are you on the list to get my daily biz boosters? Every day, I'll send you a bite-sized prompt designed to help you grow your business in a more intentional way. Sign up at stephtaylor.co/DBB or at the link in the show notes. Hey, welcome back to Imperfect Action. This is episode 784. Today, we're talking about imposter syndrome, something that I know affects pretty much every business owner at some stage in their business. And for most of us, it actually shows up in different ways, different stages of business. I think back to 2020 when my business grew really quickly and I knew that I wanted to invest in pitching for media. I wanted to pitch some podcasts for interviews, but I was holding myself back from pitching and I couldn't figure out why. And it wasn't until I started working with a coach, Celine DaCosta, who helped me to really figure out what it was that was holding me back from sending these pitches out. Like I'd outlined all the angles, I'd drafted all the pitches. I just never quite got around to actually sending them. And what it turned out in the end was that there was a subconscious feeling of not being good enough, the subconscious imposter syndrome going on behind the scenes that was holding me back from sending these things out. Stories like, who would care about what I have to say? My story isn't very interesting. All of those little things that we have about ourselves in the back of our minds, that was going on for me. And I'd actually, up until that point, I thought I'd already overcome imposter syndrome. I was like, yep, I dealt with that early on in my business. I'm all good now. But what I realized was that it's something that keeps showing up over and over again. As you get to each new level, it shows up in a different shape and a different size as your business grows. It kind of grows with you. As they say, new level, new devil. So what is imposter syndrome really? Now, I Googled this because I was curious because I kind of had an understanding of what it is, but I was wondering what the official definitions were. And some of them, they're quite different. So the Oxford definition of imposter syndrome is the persistent inability to believe that one's success is deserved or has been legitimately achieved as a result of one's own efforts or skills. I think this definition only really captures one tiny little part of imposter syndrome, the part where when something goes wrong, you blame yourself for it. And when something goes right, you're like, oh, that was lucky, or you say that it was because of somebody else's work, or that none of it attributes back to your expertise and your work. Another definition I came across was from a website called Very Well Mind, and their definition of imposter syndrome was, it's the internal psychological experience of feeling like a phony in some area of your life, despite any success that you have achieved in that area. I think this definition will resonate with more of you than the Oxford definition. You know, that feeling that someone is going to come out of the woodwork and say, who are you to be talking about that? You're not qualified enough. You're an imposter. Even though you might have all of the qualifications and the experience and the client results, you still have that lingering feeling at the back of your mind. Now, the third definition I came across is actually the one that resonated the most with me. And this is from a website called Better Up. They say imposter syndrome is the condition of feeling anxious and not experiencing success internally, despite being high performing in external objective ways. This condition often results in people feeling like a fraud or a phony and doubting their abilities. Oh, that one resonated with me so much because it's like this endless success that we are chasing, this endless feeling of I will be successful when or if, and we never get there because the goalpost keeps on moving. So I want to talk today about some ways that imposter syndrome might show up in your business without you realizing it, because it's not necessarily just going to show up in the one way that we all stereotypically think that it is, you know, us holding ourselves back because we're doubting our ability and we're worried somebody's going to call us an imposter. That is like the traditional sense of it, but there are a bunch of other ways that it might still show up. Now, all of these ones that I'm sharing, I'm speaking to these from my own experience. These are ones that have shown up in my own business or my own life multiple times. And some of them I have worked through, others still do show up from time to time. And sometimes they'll show up in a completely new way. And it's like, huh, there you go. There's imposter syndrome again. How nice. How interesting that you're over there popping up in this new shape. So the first way that it might show up without you realizing it, if you are overworking and constantly putting pressure on yourself to do more, that might be imposter syndrome showing up in your business. When you don't feel like you are successful or good enough, you're naturally going to just want to keep doing more, keep putting more pressure on yourself, working harder, trying to achieve more to get to this point where you do feel good enough, except the goalpost just keeps on moving. And it shifts as you reach each new level in your business. It never fully goes away until you intentionally work on it with a coach or with a therapist. So unless you go and work through it, instead you might just keep working more, keep doing more, hoping that one day you will hit this goalpost of success. And it's exhausting. And it might lead you to burn out. It might lead you to want to close your business down, no longer love it. So you're done. You throw it in and you go and get a job. I've seen people who've done that. Now, the second way, if you are not valuing your expertise, that could also be imposter syndrome showing up in your business. Maybe you're looking at others around you in your industry and you're comparing yourself, comparing how much you know next to somebody who's been in the industry longer than you. So you don't share your expertise with anyone because you don't think you know enough. Or maybe you're not charging enough for what you do because you don't fully value your expertise and you don't think anyone would pay anything more to work with you. Maybe you're not putting your hand up for speaking engagements or podcast interviews because you don't think that you have anything worthwhile to share. And all the while, you have something that is so unique and so valuable. And that is your own blend of your personality, experiences, perspectives, insights, expertise that nobody else has. Now, the third way that it might be showing up in your business is letting others step into the spotlight while you hold yourself back. This comes up when maybe you're thinking about doing a webinar. You're doing your first ever launch and you're like, oh, everybody else is doing webinars, but I could never teach a webinar because what if somebody asks me a question that I can't answer live? Or I want to start a podcast, but I'm not really that much of an expert. Other people in my industry know so much more than me. This is where your imposter syndrome is really holding your business back from success. And I've felt this one a lot earlier on in my business. Back at my first legit speaking gig back in 2018, which was at a podcasting conference, I was by far the most inexperienced, the youngest speaker there. And at the speaker retreat afterwards, I noticed myself holding myself back from speaking up and contributing anything to the group because I felt like I had nothing to add. They'd all been in business, some of them for 10 years. And here I was like in a few years into my business, a few years into podcasting, or not even, I'd been less than a year into podcasting actually. And I was at this retreat with all these speakers who had been podcasting for so long. So I thought I had nothing to say and I held myself back. Now, this limited the connections I could build, the networks, the relationships, all of that, because I was the person who was just sitting there quietly listening and observing. And in other areas of your business, you know, if you're not doing that podcast because you're worried you're not an expert enough, or you're not doing a live webinar because you don't think you know enough, the only result of this is that everybody else gets ahead and you don't. You're holding yourself back so that the other people who you say are ahead of you just get further ahead. And they don't even know about that. It's really only hurting you. Now, if you are overteaching over-delivering in your courses, programs, webinars. If you are trying to prove to others that you know enough about your area of expertise that it leads you to over-teach and over-deliver, you're actually doing your students and your clients a disservice, right? This is super common with course creators. You know, the webinar that they're teaching for free becomes this big thing of, if I can just show my viewers how much I know about this topic, then they'll trust me and buy from me. And then their course becomes this mammoth thing with every piece of their expertise bundled into it. And then they go and over-deliver, like way over-deliver, because they're worried that people won't see the value in it because they don't see the value in themselves. Maybe you've been there. I've been there, right? This is exhausting, and it is doing your students a disservice because they don't want to learn every single thing about your area of expertise. Otherwise, they would go and study it. They'd go and get the qualification or do the certification. They are buying your course because they want to get a very particular outcome. They don't want to have the knowledge. They want to have the outcome. And by teaching everything that you know, you're actually slowing them down from getting that outcome. The fifth way that imposter syndrome shows up in your business is saying yes when you want to say no, and just a general lack of boundaries when it comes to client relationships. You don't want to disappoint them because you're really worried that maybe they don't see the value in your services. So you go ahead and you add that extra service in, even though it's way outside of the original scope and they're not paying you more. Maybe you're logging in on a Sunday night to make that sales page edit that they messaged you about because they said it was urgent, or you're getting up at 4 a.m. for that phone call because that's the only time that you can make work for them in their calendar. Man, this was me. Like, a few years ago when I was working with a lot of one-on-one clients, I was so afraid to push back and set boundaries because I was worried that they would just not see the value. And they'd be like, okay, cool, we're just going to go to somebody else. And what ended up was I ended up resenting them. And I ended up not doing my best work as a result because I was feeling resentful as I was jumping in to make those sales page edits. When, you know, if I had just spoken up, they probably would have respected my boundaries and we all would have been happy. But no, instead I resented them because I couldn't speak up for myself. If you are self-sabotaging, this is the next one, self-sabotaging any opportunities or any projects that are a little bit scary, maybe for a client, like a dream client, you're self-sabotaging them. That is another way that imposter syndrome shows up in your business. For example, maybe you are procrastinating replying to that inquiry from a dream client because you are so worried that they're going to say no. Or maybe you're procrastinating preparing that presentation for the speaking event that you're really afraid about, or you're procrastinating that client project because you're worried it's not going to be good enough. When we do this, we actually turn it into a bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? When we procrastinate replying to that dream client, we're doing it because we think, oh, they're not going to want to work with someone like me. And then you're late to reply because you procrastinated it. That makes them not want to work with you. And it confirms what you already thought was true. Even though it wasn't true, you thought that to be true. It's confirming your belief, right? Same with the presentation. If you're putting it off and then you're going to rush to create it, it's not going to end up being your best work. So then you can tell yourself, oh, well, it wasn't that good anyway. I knew it wasn't going to be good enough. For me, how I've started to overcome this is still something I deal with ongoing, but a big shift for me was noticing when I want to procrastinate something, asking myself, is this something I'm procrastinating because I'm worried it's not going to be good enough? And then catching myself out there and trying to make some kind of forward momentum, even if it's just like outlining the very first step to getting it done, just getting that done so that it doesn't feel like as much of a scary mountain to climb. And then number seven, the seventh way that imposter syndrome shows up in your business is perfectionism. Who would have thought, right? Perfectionism is actually another form of self-sabotage, but it doesn't really feel like it because it feels like you are just doing your best work. You care about the work, so you want to make it perfect. But it comes from wanting it to be perfect because you don't think that it's good enough, or you want to prove that it's good enough. If I can just make it perfect, then it'll be good enough. But of course, it's never going to ever feel perfect enough for you, right? And I know creatives, designers, writers, you guys struggle with this one a lot, I know, because you want everything that you're creating to be like your best piece of work. But being a perfectionist about it is a waste of time. It's exhausting and it stops you from having the impact that you could have with the work that is simply good enough, right? If you think that it is 70% good enough, chances are somebody else is like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. But if you're sitting there refining it forever and never ever putting it out into the world, then it doesn't get to impact anybody. All right, so there we have it. 7 ways that imposter syndrome might be showing up in your business without you realizing it. Firstly, overworking and constantly putting pressure on yourself to do more. Next, not valuing your expertise, letting others step into the spotlight and holding yourself back, overteaching and way over delivering in all of your courses, programs, and webinars, saying yes when you want to say no and not having boundaries with clients, self-sabotaging any good opportunities that come your way, and then lastly, perfectionism. All right, I don't know if you can resonate with any of those. If you can, yep, you're not alone. And if you have any friends who you think might be dealing with some of these things, hit the share button, pop this episode over to them because it's how I get to help more people. And if you haven't already subscribed to the show, hit the subscribe button so you can get brand new episodes straight to your podcast app of choice every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Thank you so much for listening. Catch you next time.